Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there for physical healings probably in about 3 or 4 minutes here, so stay tuned, and we'll go up to the Light Ship. What we'll first do is get you more into your body with your spirit, and to do that, we're going to do the emotional clearing. So if you have a situation that you dealt with in the last couple of days, I'll just do a clearing to release some of these energies from you, which will help you to become more present. So here we go. Think of something or a couple of things, and here I'll release them. So I'll count to five to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to drop you into your heart. So remember, you're in your heart on the timeline reality of the aliens. Remember, they created time here, so you're going to be out of time on their timeline. But when you go to the Light Ship, you're completely out of time because there's no time there at all. They don't believe in time or know about time. So that's the difference. You're still trapped when you're, you know, in your heart center, we'll say, in the now on the timeline. But on the Light Ship, they never created time, and you're completely present. And that's what it is to really be truly in the now. Here we go. So dropping down, I've come from 10 to 1 backwards. And you can feel your awakening thoughts that you have, the mind chatter, get dropped into your heart center. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty good now. And think a thought. You will not have a negative thought or a positive thought, because the light does not know either one of those. If they did know anything that's emotional, then it would be judgment, and that judgment would not be of the light. It would be of the darkness. So here we go. We're going to go to the Light Ship, but we're first going to bring the light being on the monitor screen for the people who are listening to an archive, because you can't go to the Light Ship unless you're live with this program on Saturday nights. But you will feel the energy. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, everybody. And we'll bring in the male energies tonight. So here they come. You can just scroll down about an inch or so and see the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, you should feel that wonderful heart-based energy coming from the Light Ship, from through the light beam to you. So let's go to the Light Ship, everybody. Think of one physical problem that you want to have released from you, and we'll see what they can do for you this evening. We're going up to the Light Ship. Your animals and pets, flower, trees, garden, plants are available to go up to. Just think of them. And here we go. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy around you completely change as you're on the Light Ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're here right now. And the first room we're going into will be the room that has the goldfish. Remember, all these light beings take physical form, and they take the physical form of animals, plants that we are used to seeing here. That way it won't scare anybody if you happen to see another type of physical body of something else that you're not used to. So this is why they do it this way. So here we go, bringing this energy into you, request a healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And go into another room. And I want to go see the butterflies, so let's bring those in. So stronger, 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 lots of them. Stronger, they're landing on people. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So all these beings carry light, and they will help to resonate that source light to you. On the light ship, the light ship rematerializes your spirit completely. This is you and your twin flame. And this is why your physical body does have the healings on the light ship all the time when you go there. But when you come back here, if you have any residue of the different energetic bodies that's attached to your physical body here, then those can and do take your healings away from you because you're not cleaned out enough. That's why Jesus did healings here, to release people from their sins, which is the judgments from their ancestors and themselves during this or their current lifetime. So you want to get that out of you so that your spirit can come fully into you. So here's more of the butterfly energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll look for different rooms on the fast chat here. If somebody wants to type a couple of rooms in, we'll go on to those. And we haven't been in the room for a while, which has the koala bears, so let's go into that room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll now go into another room for healing. And let's bring in the energy of the golden whales. So we're in the water swimming, and you may feel water energy around you, along with the whales coming to you to do their healing work on you. So request your healing. Here comes the golden whale. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll go into another room. And we're going to go into, it's like the penthouse they want to take us to. So we're going to be able to see the stars created by the light. These are not like the stars we have here that typically would be a fabrication, a hologram, by the darkness. So remember, they use that to control you. You look up in the heavens up here, the skies, just think of all those stars, planets, whatever you want to call them, that light up. They're probably sending you an energetic cord to take away your life force energy. In the light, there's no such thing. So you're actually visiting, seeing these wonderful star energies. And we'll bring three of those down for you right here so you can actually feel them. So we'll pick the ones that you wish to have. And this is how this is going to work. So here we go. First star energy, stronger. And request your healing, stronger. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right, let's do star number two. And I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And star number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more star here. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have a request to go see the doves. So here we go. We're going to see doves here right now. And there's all different colors of doves. Beautiful feathers. Here they come to us. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And that feels very nice. since we're dealing with doves, let's go into the room where they have the large eagles, and they will also do healing with us. So here we go, the eagle healing room. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And we'll also go into a room where they have the peacock, since we're dealing with birds here. So this is very beautiful also. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into another room. Let's go into a room where they work with our bodies with cancer cell release. Here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And we'll go into the centrifuge room, which can help us release negative addictions, habit patterns, mindsets. So let's see what happens here. Let's request a healing. The room is spinning now. The walls are all silver. And if you're able to see energies, you can actually see these energies leave your body from where they're stored. And it'll go from your body like a little cloud to the wall of this particular room. So the room is now spinning. Here we go. Centrifuge room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have probably enough input here on the fast chat for room. So one of the people would like to have the bumblebees, and I like that too. We can ride on them if we wish, fly around. And it's your choice. They're very large. Here we go. Here's the bumblebees coming to you. And there's some nectar also in the room if you wish to experience some honey. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And I'll increase that energy here as we're having some of the honey from the bumblebees. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. I have a request for horses. So, yeah, there are horses on the light ship. Here they come. Little colts are going to come to us. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels very nice. Let's go to one more room. It's the room that has the this is Redhead Crane, so let's go there. So here we go. You're going to feel the crane energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So we'll go into the quarantine room next. This is outside of the light ship. And this room is used when you go to the light ship and you have any kind of contamination. This is what we do on the 8-hour conference calls, which we're having now, 3 of those starting tomorrow. And in quarantine, they take away the alien critters from us here. So let's do one of these critters here. There's many of them that we somehow have. They really like us, I guess. So let's get rid of the red ants. So here we go. They're underneath your skin. And we're in quarantine as they release them. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10 and get more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what we'll do now is get rid of some of their poisons. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get rid of their dead carcasses. And here they go. Counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And better get rid of some more of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll go into one final room tonight. This is the white light room. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. We'll now start to come back into the orientation room. All the healings that we have tonight are between you and the light being doctors. And we're getting our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants right now. And getting ready to come back down. I'll count to five, and you're going to feel the shift happening probably when I hit between 2 and 3. Everything around you that now looks like it's not even attached to you will start to now come into your reality on the timeline. So here we go. And we're coming back into zero time on the timeline, where now we're in no time whatsoever. So here we go, coming back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we have two wonderful people tonight. We have Marianne and we have Chris. So I guess I'll ask Chris here to come on first.
Hi, I'm here. Welcome to everyone listening.
Alphabetical order. So here we go. How are you doing today? And how was this light ship healing for you?
Well, first off, I have to say that, you know, even if I was feeling any kind of way, today was the 4-hour ascension preparation call. So that already had me nice and balanced. I wouldn't say that I was in a good mood. I would say that, you know, I felt, I don't know how to describe how I felt without saying that I felt good. So that's kind of interesting in itself. But my energy was very balanced. I felt clean. I felt energized. You know, I felt zipped up. You know what I mean? Like, I've definitely felt together. And then we just had this, another light ship experience. So it's like, wow, I got to have two light ship sessions today. Two times in one day is it's pretty good. So this particular light ship session, man, I had to just lay down and request because, boy, oh boy, it just kind of took me out, you know? I just had to lay back and let the light beings do their thing. I requested and stayed conscious the whole time in my heart center, and my body feels great, even better than it felt earlier today during the 4-hour call. So, you know, I'm just pretty much floored.
Okay, so Marianne, are you out there also in cyberspace someplace?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you great. So what do you guys want to do tonight? Do you want to do some timeline crashing or?
That
sounds wonderful.
I love timeline crashes. Well, what else would be on the menu, Ron? I mean, you sounded as if, I mean, I know we can do anything, but I'd like to hear some other options that you just had off the top of your head.
Oh, boy, let me see here. I like doing the robotic program removal for people. So
okay.
Let's take one away from our eyes. See if you can
okay, cool.
Get your sight improved. Here we go. Robotic programs from our eyes being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, yeah, 9 and 10. And you guys can yawn out there, too, everybody listening. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what we'll do also is do a clearing since we're dealing with the eyes. On the fast chat, we have hay fever. So let's just look at this as alien critters that are living on your eyeballs, okay? We'll get rid of those and some of their waste products. See if your eyes start to tear up a little bit. And if it does, you may want to get on and do the alien removal, which is $30 a month, or come on the 8-hour conference calls. But here we go. Just see what happens. So getting rid of critters that are living on your eyeball, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I heard them
wow.
7, 8, 9.
Oh, man.
And 1, 2. They had little suction cups on their feet. 1.
That must be what it is.
4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10, and now the little stingers are being released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to get rid of their poison that would be still with you on your eyes. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we'll get rid of their waste products. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, I hear Chris moaning there. Must be feeling better, and we'll see how Marianne is doing.
Well, I'm doing really well. Did we, as far as the clearing the poisons and the waste and everything, could we do a little more of that?
Yeah, we'll do that, yeah. So
okay,
here we go.
We'll
some more poisons.
Okay.
This is also on the website for a clearing. So
mm-hmm.
You may wish to even look into that, everybody, if this is benefiting you. So poisons. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger. Oh, boy, I'm yawning again. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And now we'll get some of the waste products from these critters. Remember, these are alien life forms that are living with you or maybe on you or both. So get rid of their waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7. Oh wow, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. My eyes are watering now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we got their dead carcasses. Remember, they live and they die, and nothing removes them, so you're stuck with these energies living with you. So, or you're living with them even though they're dead. So here we go, carcass removal. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, getting a lot of saliva right now. Stronger, stronger, must be working maybe eyes, throat, and ears also. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay. Marianne, how was that?
Oh, that was wonderful, Ron. It was very interesting. My eyes at the start of the clearing kind of were going in and out of focus, and then I just felt a lot of energy going on throughout the whole head area. It was very interesting. And then it, I'm kind of losing words for exactly what happened, but it, at the end, my eyes and my vision is actually better. It cleared and picking up, and I had a lot of yawning as you were getting out the wastes and the poisons, the carcasses and all that. But now my vision is actually better. I'm looking at my computer screen, and it's clearer, definitely clearer than it was before.
Great.
And I'm noticing...
How are you doing?
Well, Ron, I got to know, how would you feel if you just did that same clearing for, like, a room with 1,000 people? Would it be like no problem? You would just process the energy and that would be that? Or how would it feel?
Yep.
I just want to know before I start describing what I went through.
Yeah, that's the way it would work, yes. The light ship would prepare me and it would be done.
Wow. I mean, in a room with that many people in it, there would have to be at least 3 or 4 people who went through a similar thing that I did. I mean, I was making noise, I had to stretch, I was yawning, my eyes watered. And what's funny is when you were doing the waste products and the dead carcasses especially, I kept making this face like I was smelling something really, really bad. Like I couldn't help it. I just kept making this face. It was funny. But it was serious. You don't know what you don't know, right? I didn't realize that just the sample clearing would cause such a reaction from my body. I mean, that was physical, you know, that happened. There was no question about it. And the other thing is, it felt like I was in the light infusion chamber when you were doing that clearing. Like, when you come out, you always feel like a relaxed sense and your body is like healing and stuff like that. That's how I felt throughout the entire sample there, so that was good. You said that particular healing is available on the website?
Yeah, it's the one that's Alien Attack Removal. You can go in there and do some of these clearings, and then you can also do the alien poison, waste product, and carcass removal. It's a different clearing, but that could also help everybody. It's a wonderful clearing to get things out of you.
Do you know how much it is?
Not off the top of my head. Well, I don't remember.
It's probably like I don't know, like $20 for the month or something, or for the week or something like that.
Yeah, I would probably guess that. Yeah, a lot of those clearings are even weekly and also monthly. and then also unlimited for some people who want to keep on doing these here. So,
and you could probably do like an unknown for the carcass and focus on a body part, right? Just like the same exact clearing that we just did just now.
Yes, I believe you could do it that way too.
Wow.
Because not everybody knows what's attached to a part of their body, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's ones that we don't even know about. Like these.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like little spiders with a stinger on the back, you know, with suction cups on each little tentacle. That was attached to us, so.
Jeez.
Yep. Anyway, that's what I saw there. Let's, since the ears are kind of related to the eyes, in a sense, let's work with the ears now. So here we go. Are you guys? I hope so. Here we go. So ears, getting rid of alien critters out of our ears. We're in quarantine now. This is what we do on the Sunday calls. And we're doing many things at once, so I may not actually focus on ears sometimes, because there's so many different areas that they work with, but everybody does benefit, even if I don't say what it is, because I've had a lot of comments saying that, yeah, I had this actually help me out, and I haven't even, I didn't hear you mention that room or what they're doing with that particular problem. So, yeah, this is the way the light chip works. So here we go. Work with our ears now. So stronger, getting rid of these energies, stronger. These are critters. You're in quarantine, stronger. And the alien poison clearing is $100 for 1 month. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man. More critters being released. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 getting hot, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, we got rid of some of these here. And let's now do the poisons that they left behind. So one, two, so if your ears are kind of itching, maybe draining, that's what we're getting rid of now. One, never know how your body's going to respond to this here, but it's very happy to get these things released. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll do the waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And get rid of some more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. So remember, you're a walking graveyard for these things. Here we go. So, one, get them out. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger. Well, I'm getting hot. Stronger,
yeah.
Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, so we'll see how you're doing, Chris, and I'll have maybe Marianne come on after you. So how was that for you?
Man, once again, you know, what's interesting is that my face was starting to feel flush, and my ears were popping, like the entire time. I yawned, and all of a sudden, my body just started to get hot, like really, really hot. I'm burning up. I'm not like, you know, uncomfortable. If anything, I'm ecstatic. Well, no, that's a bit high, but I'm still stuck on the fact that this is pretty cool. You know, my body is having a very physical reaction to what you're doing, and that is very cool to me. And I have something else just as soon as Marianne is finished.
Okay, so Marianne, back to you.
Okay, Juan. Very interesting. I noticed very similar reactions on my part to what Chris was describing. My face felt hot. My ears kept popping. I was yawning, especially towards the end of the clearing. And I feel really happy, too. Very happy. And I thought maybe as long as I'm here, if it's all right with everyone, I would read a little bit off the fast chat. Bonnie, as you were doing the removing the carcasses, was asking why did she feel it in her left ear, and she was getting dizzy. Donna said there's a huge improvement, and Bonnie agreed. Yes, said yes, I'm getting that also. Clarissa said she was getting some pain in her neck, and my fast chat just went off and just came on again. Okay, and. And she mentioned something about saliva. I'm not quite sure. Maybe like her mouth was watering from the clearing. I'm not quite sure there. And Donna said her right eye was twitching. The twitch may actually be gone now. Sharon said, do anyone's cheekbones feel odd? Bonnie also mentioned her ears were popping. And John said, well, I'm not sure about seeing anything, but it felt something move.
Oh, boy.
And those are being
I'll just stay with you, John. We're fine.
I have John still here and the spirit with him. Okay, let's see. And he said, John said something then about his chest filling up. And he also said, yes, I'm getting hot. What is that all about? And then he's saying his stomach is getting hot, ? So it sounds like he's feeling the heat from his head kind of going down his chest and then down to his stomach.
Yeah, so John, maybe, but, I don't know if you've been on these calls before, but this is what we do. Remember, if you're the first-time listener to this program, our bodies are stuffed full of alien parasitic life forms that are invisible. So we call those critters. And they come into us, cause us harm, take away our life force energy from our body. And this is just one of the things that the aliens do to us, but this is one that we can actually help our body get well from by getting these things out of us. This is why I do these specialized calls on Sundays for 8 hours apiece. And most people do have a physical reaction like you're having. Normally it's not too negative. Once in a while, I'll have to actually, for myself, go to the restroom and throw up sometimes during the 8-hour calls because it's very heavy energy. But for most people, they don't really realize or feel that. And these are the critters that live with you. We can see them sometimes physically, you know, through a microscope, which are ones that are real here. But the ones that you can't see are the ones that are probably the most dangerous and detrimental to you. This is what we release from you. And so, yeah, you can have all kinds of body reactions. You could have a bloated stomach, you know, abdominal area. Got a few of the octopus energies or something, and all of a sudden you might lose an inch or two on your waist instantly. So this is what this is all about. It's the alien life forms that live with you that we're releasing. And unfortunately, everybody has them. You do a bunch of these calls. And you find awareness that there is something going on in you, then you probably do not want to shake hands or hug people because they do transfer from body to body as that process takes place. And so anyway, it gets to be a little interesting. I'm sure people listening on the fast chat, a lot of them probably of you out there do not shake hands or hug any longer. Because you don't want to become infected by these things as they body hop. So I think we heard a beep there, at least I heard one. Anybody online as a caller?
Yes. Kind of switching gears here, but the clearings were very effective. So thank you. And
the reason I'm calling is because my father passed away on Tuesday in Arkansas, and I was with him. I actually live in Oregon, so it was quite a journey, and I could feel quite a bit being released just from all the garbage you pick up while traveling. But while I was there, I've read the websites regarding spirit barcode removal and a few of the other things that would apply. I have not had a chance to do any of them yet, but while I was there, I did what I could, what I felt would have been necessary as far as decording and focused my intent on him reconnecting with the light, true source, twin flame, home base. So as you can tell, I've been a listener to your program since the beginning of the year. And I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I should do or I should focus on at this point.
Okay. It feels like the light ship did take his spirit, which is very wonderful. So we won't be going back to the land of the darkness here, the false light. What you may want to do is on the website I have a deceased loved one clearing. And since the spirit already went, maybe because of you listening to the programs, you may want to do the emotional body release. And I think it's $50 to do that. And what it will do is take his emotional body that's floating around here. After a while, you know, these emotional bodies become ghosts and they kind of haunt us. So you may want to get rid of that. That's what I'd recommend doing so that there isn't any grief or pain that you have from this process of a loved one leaving. That emotional body could come into you and cause you most of those problems. So it's very hard to heal yourself when that emotional body steps into relatives and it's very upset and it's, you know, say hurt, traumatized, and it wants to still be here, but it will eventually find a home in one of the relatives. So I would probably do that clearing to release a lot of the grief that you might be suffering if you have any of that, because it could be just that emotional body passing it on to you.
Okay, I will do that. And I have two additional things to add. I had a very strong feeling that he was in quarantine for several days before his passing. So being accepted to the light is very good news to me. That is very comforting. He does live in a very religious area, so we know how that goes. Anything I felt was inappropriate, I would do what I could to clear that. Anything else you could recommend regarding that?
No, I think that's probably it. His spirit is not here. Normally, I just recommend doing the spirit release, you know, going to the true light, you know, source energy, and then the emotional body release being sent back to the earth spirit. So those two are the main ones that
okay.
I would do. You might even consider, since you mentioned it, I really haven't thought much on this, but now what I'm picking up is there may be some entities attached to the emotional body, which could possibly
okay.
body hop. So you may want to do an entity clearing for him, for his emotional body, because those could body hop and attach to people also. I never have looked at this before, but this is what I'm picking up.
Could we do a sample clearing for that?
Yeah, I'll do that right now. Yeah, okay. So remember, the entities do attach to emotional bodies. Normally it's to the
mm-hmm.
physical body, but they do come in through emotions. That's what they're here to do, is to experience emotions. And that's why people have addictions a lot of times. So here we go. And just see how you feel. So, and everybody else can sample this too. This is an entity clearing. Just a basic one that we normally do. I'm not picking any situation or subject. If you want to think of something yourself, you can, because entities are drawn to you by different emotions, fear, anger, any kind of addiction that you might have. they come to you with that too. But I'll do a clearing now, so it's up to you people to think of something, or I'll just do a general one. So here we go. Releasing some entities from all of you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see what else we have here. I'll do some more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so what happens when somebody passes on, the body will normally be filled full of entities that have a similar condition to what that body had. So that's how you probably get them drawn to you. So you may want to, you know, do that clearing. So that's what I'd recommend.
Okay. I will tell you this, and this may provide some more information on that specifically. I was not with him at the moment of passing. I was with him that morning, and that's the last that I saw him. But my older half-brother was with him in the room, as well as my mother and my brother's partner at the time of his passing. So I don't know if that gives you any more insight into the specifics of it. But
Yeah, you might want to do a clearing. If you do, you may want to do a clearing for entities also for your siblings then. That might be necessary because if you get rid of the entities that came into you, they could still have other ones in them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember that they come in through body hopping. So naturally, your father's emotional body was probably going to each one of you with its sadness, attempting to release, you know, the pain that it had. Maybe it wanted to give you information, something like that. But along with that, that emotional body, if the person had a problem, we'll just say that they had like lung cancer or something. Well, that emotional body would be bringing along with it, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of entities that had lung cancer, and they're just like hitchhiking along with that one emotional body. So you may want to do that for your siblings.
So do an emotional body clearing for them as well.
Yeah, probably mainly an entity. The emotional one would help them if they're dealing with a lot of grief, okay?
Okay, but mainly the entity for the, okay.
Get rid of the entities because your father's emotional body's gone, but the entities, when they were in your, brother and whoever else was there, because they do body hop, they might like those bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do with entity clearing.
Okay.
So just one emotional clearing to get rid of the emotional body, and then do entities from there.
Okay, so emotional for father specifically, and then entities from there.
Right.
Got it.
And you may want to do that to the close family members.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's see. I guess I'll see if, I guess Marion will have you come on, and then maybe Chris. Our show has about 3 or 4 minutes left here.
Okay, Ron, I'm looking at the fast chat here. Stephanie had a question about physical parasites, and if there are physical parasites, would she then have a lot of non-physical parasites, in other words, energetic parasites?
Yeah, they can be both ways. So when we go to the light ship in quarantine, we're getting rid of the invisible ones that we can't see. But there could be a visible one that could be its counterpart here. But typically, we don't work with the physical ones that are here. I do have other clearings that may do that. if you're on these eight-hour calls, we have that special healing available for everybody on it. And you may want to put that in there as a parasitic physical life form removal. But, you know, it is possible that they could be energetic, too, and also physically with you. Remember, the octopus yeah. energies are physical here, but yet we have invisible ones also inside of us. And other
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it can work that way also.
Yes, it sure can. Okay, Chris, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny because it does have to do with the parasites, the non-physical ones. So I remember yesterday I asked, you know, where do these things come from and do they have their own particular universes and blah, 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 blah. So my question is, are there currently, especially after those clearings, maybe a lot of parasites saw their buddies or their enemies get, you know, vaporized in an instant. Maybe they're kind of, you know, quivering where they stand and perhaps they want to give this light thing a shot so they're not, you know, completely destroyed when the time comes, because they never know when their number might be called. So I'm wondering if there are parasites inside of us right now that wish to go to the light, and if there are home bases of these parasites that wish to switch over into the light.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So any of these critters that would like to go to the light, they'll have their physical body, because they're basically physical in their dimension. It will be reconstructed like they would wish, maybe identical to what they have now, but it'll be from the light. And they won't be attaching to people. Then they'll have a spirit. So here we go. So they won't lose their identity, just that they will be out of the control of attaching to people, because they'll now have free choice, free will, and be in a whole different universe. Instead of the darkness, they'll be in the light. So here we go. You might feel things leave your body. Going to do that now. So stronger, 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 stronger. They're leaving. Stronger, stronger, mm-hmm. stronger, stronger. Might have chills or your hair standing up on your arms or body shaking a little bit. Stronger as they leave. Stronger, mm-hmm. stronger, 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 and stronger. And to help us out a little bit, we'll go to the light ship again here. And we're going to go into the rainbow waterfall room for cleansing. We're in there right now. Here comes the energy. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So our show is just about over. I'll bring in some peace energy through the light beam on your monitor screen. As we sign off here, it'll be active for a little bit over 1 hour. So straight up at the hour. The next hour coming up, the energy will leave. So you can enjoy some wonderful peace energy. And if you are back east, it's late. It's 1 o'clock in the morning coming up. So we'll give you some peaceful sleep energy also with that. So I want to thank Marianne and Chris for coming on tonight. And if you guys want to do a little parting here and say goodbye to everybody, you can. And we have our 8-hour call tomorrow. And you can still get on it if you wish. Just go to the website on the very top of the website, creationlightship.com, and you can sign up for it there using PayPal, and you'll be sent the codes to get on the call tomorrow. And tomorrow it starts at 10 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time, and it's an 8-hour call, and you can be absentee on it also. So I guess, Marianne, I'll have you come on here.
Okay, I just want to make a comment about the 8-hour calls. If you out there, if you've never been on one, it is life-changing, and they are wonderful. I highly recommend them. Chris, would you have anything you'd like to add to that?
I couldn't agree more with what you're saying, and I guess I'm just signing off. Good night, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Okay, yeah, great. So, everybody.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye, everyone.
Tonight. So we'll our next BBS program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific.